Welcome to the Flat Out Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration, and the occasional dad joke. My name is Justin Mecha. Happy weekend to you out there. Hey, friends, I had a blast last weekend with this massive ball of energy named Daryl Hanley. The guy started a business a couple years ago, called Grizzly Home Loans. He probably has the slickest business card in the industry. You're going to have to swing by his office just to slap him in the face and get a card. And then wonder why, if you're interested in entrepreneurism, if you have a child who wants to start their business, don't let them listen to last week's show, because they're going to say, those guys are lunatics. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Daryl. You didn't bring me Chick-fil-A, though.
No, I'm going to, though.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to thank my great sponsors for allowing me to put on such an awesome show. Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Daryl, I wanted to bring you back because right there at the end of last weekend's show, you made a comment. You said, the market is shifting. And I was like, whoa, you're right. It is. And you even said, and I'm excited about it. And what he's referring to, friends, here is real estate professionals like to look at the industry in metrics of about 3 to 6 months. And what I mean by that is if it takes homes, we have a fancy word called the absorption rate. And I'm not going to rip open the textbook and go there right now. However, what I will say is it kind of functions this way. If it takes longer than 6 months for a home to sell on the market, it's generally considered to be favorable towards the buyer, because the inventory is on the market longer, and because it's on the market longer, the price is not what the price should be. The market is dictating that, and then therefore the buyer can come to the table and say, I'm going to offer a little bit off the price. When the inventory takes less than 6 months to sell, then it favors the seller, because at that point, usually buyer demand is greater than the inventory, and the basic laws of economics, buy and sell, or supply and demand, weigh in here. And when you have more people wanting something and fewer of that thing, the price goes up. Okay, so that's why we would say it favors the seller. Now, some of us are arguing that 6 months is too long of a line to dictate whether or not it's buyer beneficial or seller beneficial. And some of us are even arguing that that line should be closer to 3 months. I'm not here to talk about that today. What I am here to talk about is that we are noticing that pendulum swinging.
Absolutely.
And it's actually moving. And I wouldn't say that it's moving at a rapid rate. However, it feels good, honestly, to pull off of the extreme that it was on.
Yes.
So we can actually safely say gone are the days of houses selling in 12 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, or three heartbeats.
And gone are the days that any lender or realtor can walk on the scene. You know, the one-hit wonders are fading very quickly.
Yeah. It's back to that word that you mentioned last week, which was a professional who cares.
Right.
Yeah. There was a moment where the industry was allowing professionals who don't care, professionals who just have access, to win.
Yep.
In fact, in our side of the industry, the realtor side, it was who can get there first.
Yeah.
Like that was speed won the deal.
Yep.
Like I can be the first person to the table. I can be the first person to get to the closing table. I can be the first person to put the sign in the yard. I'm going to win the deal.
Yep.
Yeah, that's gone.
Yep.
Now it's not that. It's like who can get there best, right? Who can bring more value?
Yeah.
Who can bring a greater conversation to the table? That's the person who's going to win the deal.
Correct.
Right. So are you seeing some of that in the lending world?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I'm smiling.
Yeah.
I'm smiling as we come into 23. I have a lot of excitement. Again, I'm an entrepreneur, so I see opportunity, you know, when everybody else sees, you know, decay and a downturn.
Yeah.
But there's so many things that excite me about moving into this next season. And I mentioned at the end of the show last week, that's just more possibilities for people who have been, you know, out of the running to be able to purchase a
Agreed.
Home. Now, yeah. I mean, there's so many, I guess the tension for me is as I'm talking to borrowers, you know, potential buyers are like, I'm going to continue to wait. And I'm looking at it right now going, now's the time you can bring your offer. You can ask for seller credits. I was going to mention a couple of things. I don't know if you want me to, I mean, now you've got, I can go as a potential buyer making an offer with my realtor and say, hey, would you give us X amount of credit? Well, they can take that credit and they can buy down the rate for the next 1, 2, 3 years and have a much lower payment.
Right.
And we know within a year or two, the rates are going to come way down. We're going to refinance
things. Things are change. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, the old saying, everybody jokes about it, you know, date the rate,
yeah.
you know, marry the home. But I always say, I add on to that divorce divorce the rent.
There it is. There it is. Wow.
You stop paying the rent and start making, now you can, I watched
wait a minute. 250. Hold on, pause. What just happened here, Matt? I heard a pastor use the D word. What? That's not blasphemy, because you should divorce the rent.
I've got more D words, but I can't use them.
Okay, so, for radio.
Yeah, you should divorce the rent.
Date the rate, marry the home, divorce the rent.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Even now?
I mean, absolutely.
Rates are bonkers.
It's so temporary.
Except for, are they? On a historical average, they're not bonkers.
No, right. I had a conversation the other night with a guy who was in the industry for 30 years. Yeah. He goes, man, 17%. You always hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's both ways uphill in the snow going to school, right?
But we know. Yeah. You and I both know that this market is changing. The feds can't be trusted. They're saying, oh, no, we're going to keep raising. No, we know there's going to be a turnaround. It's going to come back. People need to look and go, that's the house I want.
Yeah.
Now's the time to make an offer. Get a great realtor.
Yep.
To partner with you, get a great lender. Let's get a pre-approval for you so we know going in, we're ready to go. Get that house. What are we waiting for?
Good point. Let's take a break. However, when we get back, let's get to those points. How do we start the process?
Absolutely.
This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Metcher. We're talking with Daryl Hanley of Grizzly Home Loans in the studio here this weekend. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
And we're back. My name is Justin Metcher. This is the Flathead Home Show. What a riot, Daryl. You are a riot.
It's so fun to be here with you, man.
I'm going to have you on the show more frequently because this is great. First of all, master entrepreneur, Daryl, right? You just got this crazy energy to go out there, shake things up, and do the right thing for people. I love that. And you have a background of service, really. I mean, you're from slinging the word of God to slinging chicken to now slinging houses. Wow.
Slinging the word of God.
Well, it's true.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's gospel, right? Go, absolutely. And go and share the good word.
Yes.
I think the newest King James version would be like, sling the word, yo.
The street version.
Yeah. Yeah.
Word on the street.
Word on the street from my buddy, Matt. All right. Anyways.
That's great.
No, I love it. So you service-based, really just care about people, want to see people do the right thing, get the right thing. And we're talking about the shifting market. And we're talking about how, let's go back 2 years, where you're a buyer in that marketplace. You fell in love with the backyard of Montana. And you're like, I'm gonna start my life here. I'm gonna start my home ownership here. And then the market goes crazy. Right. And then suddenly you're working with the best realtor on the block. You're working with the best lender on the block. And yet you show up and there's 12 other offers. And you find out that yours is not winning. Yeah. And then you find out it's that person from that state that begins with a C and ends with yeah.
Warn ya.
That brought a bucket of cash. And they're like, hey, I'm going to just buy this thing anyway. Sight unseen, cash off, or not going to, I'm going to close in like 3 minutes.
Yep.
And you're like, I can't compete with that.
No, that's discouraging.
That is discouraging. And I know that we're looking at things like, oh, the rates are so high. I'm not going to play the game anymore. Except for guess what you can do? You can buy that house now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can because that person's not there anymore.
And there's not 50 offers.
That's right. It's not the WWE brawl anymore.
Right.
That was actually a real picture of the marketplace.
It was so discouraging.
In order to win a deal, I heard that Matt Dash one time took a chair and hit somebody.
I believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. True story. I read it on Facebook, so it's true.
It's weird to see him sitting here shirtless flexing his muscles, but hey, you know what? That's what happens in the studio.
That's right. What happens in the studio stays in the studio. All right, listen, let's get back to radio. You know, what can I do, Daryl? I want to buy a home today. I want to buy a home this year. This is my year.
You know, it's for me, it's super simplistic. A lot of people go, hey, just fill out the application. You know, I like to meet with my clients face-to-face in my office for a few minutes,
you
know, 15, 20 minutes. Let me hear your story. What are you trying to accomplish?
Right.
Let's talk through, you know, the average lender's going, hey, I want to run your credit right now.
Right.
Let's see where you got. My conversations with my borrowers, it's based on trust initially. I don't want to just run in and run your credit today,
right,
unless we're trying to get an offer on a house today.
Right.
But let's talk about where you're trying to be. And, you know, in that process, there's some care. There's some. So I think the process is sitting down. Let's understand. Okay, are you ready to buy? Let's talk about your financials. What do you have a down payment?
Because
we have tons of What's your story?
Yeah.
You know, do you have an idea where your credit's at? Mm-hmm. I can do a soft pull. That doesn't even, let's take it. I can't use that for your approval,
right.
But I can at least look at it and go, okay, what do we need to, if we're not ready, how can we get ready?
Yeah.
You know, so I think those are really the first steps. Just pick up the phone, give me a call. Let's go to Chick-fil-A, right?
All great things happen at Chick-fil-A.
That's right.
Yeah. And good things come from Chick-fil-A. Wonderful. And they're off on Sunday, so you can take a break.
They are, which is kind of depressing sometimes, but yeah.
That's right. So, you're right. In fact, what I hear is the first step, the best step you can take is a consultative step.
Yeah.
But I need to hear the story. I want to know the details so that we can take the most appropriate step. This isn't an automated process.
Right.
And if you want it to be automated, then you're going to underserve yourself.
Sure. And I can automate it.
Right.
You know, I can streamline it that quickly, but a lot of people, they want to sit down.
Yep.
You know, it's the Montana way. Let's have a conversation about this. And then we can go rocket fire. I mean, I've had deals close in, you know, 10 days.
Yeah. Here's the thing. And this is something that I've been working on. In fact, you'll have to go to kjdr.com and go way back into the archives of the show. I shared a true story and the title of the show, I believe, was The Best House on the Market to Buy. Because I have an argument. The best house on the market that you could buy right now today is the one that you're renting. Yeah. And I have a whole story behind that. However, the point is to get people thinking bigger than automatic, right?
Yeah.
Automatically, I might think, click the .com, get my pre-approval, and then go to the other weird .com to search for the house because it's the A and Zillow is very accurate. That's not true. However, my point is like people have a tendency to think .com their way to their next home.
Yeah.
And by doing so, that's a very small picture.
It's
a very small part of the whole story. It could work for a few people. And for most of those people that it can work for, it's still too expensive.
Yeah.
And if that's the game you want to play, fine. However, if you want to take the real professional approach, sit down with a professional, talk
Absolutely.
To them, get the story, because you know what? Quite honestly, we may know of a situation that isn't on the pages that's
right.
there for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Because everybody, you know, everybody's coming from a different background financially.
Yeah.
You know, their job, their workplace, years of service, you know, things like that. And
And let's get rid of this picture of your mortgage lender being the person with a bucket of money that lets you borrow the money and then compounds the interest and then is there every day to say, okay, pony up.
Right.
No, Daryl, you actually have an arsenal of products.
Yeah. 27 lenders
that
we work with.
Yeah.
We take you specifically and we shop you to those lenders and get you the absolute best rate and best program we can.
Let's get you into the home today, friends. My name's Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. Hanging out with me this weekend, Daryl Hanley of Grizzly Home Loans. If somebody wants to reach out and start that consultation with you today, Daryl, what do they do? What's the phone number?
Oh, man, 406-890-8464.
Mm-hmm.
That's
heard it,
direct.
Friends. Yep.
You Call heard it, friends. Me. I'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, that's awesome. You're going to get this handsome devil on the other end of the phone.
Thanks so much, Justin. Seriously, it means a lot. Love you.
Yep,
what you stand for, what you're doing for our valley.
Flathead, you be safe, be well, stay warm, have fun. And as always, Flathead,
welcome home.